Chavos Alvavos, Tuesday night, Chav Dalet on the Beis. We're in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, and we're in Perek Hamishi, where we've been for the last few months. And we're actually on page Kuf Pei Zayin, on the bottom, the last five lines of Kuf Pei Zayin, where he's been going through different enticements of the Yetzirah, and now he's up to the next one. Yesterday's was pushing things off. Now we're on the last six lines of Kuf Pei Zayin. Chashi Yisyai Shayetzer, when he gives up, Melahachshilcha Ba'ofanim Asher Hiskarnu, the way different the things we mentioned. Yizom, he will plan Lasos Zos. Okay, he'll plan on catching you this way. He'll make you feel very smug and self-satisfied in your Avodas Hashem. And this is what we're going to learn it inside. The idea is that he'll say, okay, now you have to give Musar to people. You have to teach them what's right. And he will make you Balgaiva and to look down on people condescendingly, to talk to people condescendingly. He'll do it under the guise that you have to give Musar to people and you have to teach them because you know right and wrong and they don't. So why? So okay, you know, so what's the big Yetzirah? Because once you feel that way and you look at others that way, then of course you feel perfect and you don't focus on yourself. And besides the Avera of being a Balgaiva and the fact that people will never take Tochacha from someone that they feel is looking down at them condescendingly, but his trap is, we'll see later, he says it beferish, that it's a way of making sure he doesn't think about himself. He loses all introspection about himself because he's full of himself, and now he's looking at others. But this is one of the most fascinating pieces of the whole Chavos Halvavos, what he says you should answer the Yetzer. I hope we get to it today. It's really worthwhile to hear. It's amazing. It's one of the most amazing Chavos Halvavos I ever. It's very, very modern, very, very up to date, and with it, very 21st century. He will plan Lazarus mitzvah hagaiva, the hagavus, the superciliousness, arrogance, the choser hanova, the yom melucha. He will tell you, now you got the b'chaz de Hashem. He's very from the Yetzer, he always says b'ch Hashem. Now you got the b'chaz de Hashem, l'rom, the segev, your mailos, the chassidim, the tzadikim, the yoshim, the tzpuncha, the Torah Maasech B'Avodas Hashem, and he exaggerates a little. V'incha yochid b'dorecha, u'miyuchad b'anshes manecha. So you blush a little, and you say, "Oh, that's not true." Even though to yourself you're thinking, "Yeah, it probably is true." Lefikach roy lecha, says the Yetzer, lahavlit es yisroncha aleihem, to bring it out, to show it, because you have to give them Musar. Just like the Nevi'im gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, so now you're a shtickle on a pedestal. You're not on the same level as they are. So you have to teach them and you have to show them why they don't, the way they're wrong, what they don't do right, and they should accept it from you. And that's how you have this responsibility, he'll tell them. Lahavlit, but see, he's going off track, because as he's going to explain, when you give Musar, the worst kind of Musar is to show that you're better than the other person. But that's exactly what he's telling him to do. That's where he's trapping him. He's saying, show. Lahavlit means to show. Es yisroncha aleihem, show that you're better. Bekach shetigane olsom, you'll degrade and demean the way they're acting. Utazal zol bohem, V'tazkir migrosayim, you'll point out their faults. U'tefarisayim, and you'll speak out. Ro'am matzpunam v'tachlimim, you'll embarrass them. And you'll lash into them. V'tochichem al kach. K'dei sheyikonu, and you know, they'll take, you know, then they'll be convinced, and they'll take it from you. V'yoshuvu al Hashem, and you'll spur them to do tshuva. Mischartim, they'll give up, they'll throw up their hands against your onslaught. Al Masha Avar Mehem. And he tells them, as we've been learning now, he can quote Psukim, he knows Nach better than you do. V'zeh behetim l'noeg hanaviyim v'ha'ovos ka'omru atah ben odom hagedis beis Yisrael es habayis v'yikomu me'abonoseyim, they'll be ashamed. So you have to make them be ashamed. Lash into them and they'll be ashamed and they'll take have charata. So he's painting it as Musar and Tochacha, but what he's doing subtly, or maybe not so subtly, is he's setting you up that of course your Musar will never be listened to, because he's saying do it in a way that shows that you're superior to them. He's painting it that the more you show you're superior to them, the more they'll be makabel from you, and the more tshuva they'll do, because you're obviously so much better than them, and you're pointing out to them what's wrong, and they'll accept it from you because you know better. You're better than them, and that's how he's trapping you. He's trapping you in two things, in two ways. First of all, he's ensuring that they won't listen to you. You'll end up just embarrassing them, which is a lav in the Torah. If you give Musar in a way, Tochacha in a way that they won't listen, then you end up being over a lav of just embarrassing them for no reason. And again, as I said, you're not focused on yourself. You've already reached the peak, and now you reach a certain level of perfection, and now you're giving Musa to others, so you forget about yourself. So that's what the Torah does. That's this point. He gets you to fall in love with yourself and to think that you're superior to others under the guise of giving others Musar. And he tells you to stress their faults and to point it out to them. Yes, embarrass them, and that way they'll do tshuva. They'll be so embarrassed they won't have any choice but to do tshuva. That's what he says. But the imtashivehu betomar lo. But and then he goes into a very long onarichus on what you should answer the Yetzirah, and it's really, he says, a remarkable thing. In fact, you're left with a question: how do you ever give anyone Musar? If what the Chavis Halavos now goes through and says that this is what you should tell the Yetzirah. How can I degrade the achlim and embarrass mi she'eni yodeya matzpuno lifnei Hashem? I can't read his mind. I don't know his feelings towards Hashem. I don't know what's in his heart. Maybe it could be he's much, much better than me. Could be he loves Hashem, and he's aware of Hashem, and he's makir tov to Hashem, and he has all these good things inside of him. And on the outside, okay, I see outside. I see a guy that Chal Shabbos, let's say. Or he walks around, he's not wearing tzitzis, he's not wearing a yarmulke. Chal Shabbos, spiked orange hair, nose ring, navel ring. But that's only what I see. So how can I give him Musar? Now we're going to see. Of course you can give him Musar. But the Musar is only teaching. You're teaching him right and wrong. You're not being judgmental. This is what I call 21st century. That the Chavis Halbavos now, major, the whole rest of the paragraph is saying how you can't be judgmental of people. You don't know where they're really holding, because you can't read their minds or hearts or souls. So you can't judge them. So you can't lace into them and rip into them and curse them. You don't know. Now, so what's left after the whole thing? Of course you could give tochacha, because in the right way, if you know the Rambam, the tochacha is to teach them, because you love them and you want them to do the right thing, because they're not doing the right thing. But you can't be judgmental because you don't know what's going on in their hearts. That's what he says. So tell you, it's all right, you want me to lash into them and embarrass them and sort of like in your face point out what they're doing wrong so that they'll do tshuva. How can I do that to someone that I have no idea what's going on in his mind? Maybe he's so close with Hashem. Maybe. I don't know. The Nevi'im laced into people, hichlimu, they embarrassed them, like the Pasuk in Yecheskel he quoted, v'ochichu anshei dorom. Yeah, because Hashem knows what's in their minds. So when Hashem told the Nevi'im to go give them Musar and lace into them, that was Hashem talking, because Hashem did know what was in their minds. Hareza bahar shos habora yisala osam. Hashem gave them permission. Bitzvosam esodom, because he saw and he told them, Taka, they're bad people. Varoa matzpunam. Avalani, but me, you tell the Yetzirah, ain't bakoa chachmosi. I can be very smart, but I don't know what another person's thinking. Ladas mashiba matzpun, what's inside his heart. Bahakomus b'mistorim, what's hidden away. Vishema tochios hamaguna be'enai. You know, he might have woken up this morning, face, and he really, really felt thankful to Hashem that he was alive. And I woke up in the morning, and I didn't even think about it. I ran to shul, I put on my tefillin, I didn't think about a thing. I was like in the bus station in Tel Aviv, I was thinking about. And this guy that I look at as a disgusting person, because he's wearing a navel ring, maybe he woke up and he said, thank you, Lord, you know, that I'm alive. And he said, Modani. And then, he's not wearing yarmulke, he's eating treif, it's true. So you have to teach him that Hashem is not pleased with you when you do these things. But you can't lash into him and demean him and degrade him and be judgmental of him. That's what we call it nowadays, we call it judgmental. Because you don't know, he could be a much bigger person than you are. The Shema Tochios, the Kishkis of Hamaguna Be'enai, right, this is in the first person, he's talking to the Yetzer Hara, the kishkis of someone that is disgusting to me, Tova Harbe, much, much better, Yosef Minigleihu. It doesn't mean he's right, you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat treif, and it's not such a good idea to go around with orange spiked here. I imagine the navel ring hurts, but this is all kid stuff. Maybe his kishkas are very, very good. Umayo dea ani olav. I don't know anything about him. B'shema matzpuno tov mimeni. Maybe he's much more dear to Hashem than I am. Maybe. Again, you're not going to be Michal Shabbos. But Hashem takes into account maybe that he comes from a broken home and that he fell into a bad crowd and he took drugs. You know, so when that guy says, thank you, Lord, that I'm still alive, he's like very high in Hashem's esteem. And you're in shul shuckling with your tefillin. Doesn't mean you should change places. But it means you don't know the relative value of people in Hashem's eyes. Hashem has a different scale than people do. So you can't be judgmental about people. So now, he doesn't say what yes. The answer is, what yes is that you teach people. So, you know, you're not allowed to do this. Hashem is not pleased if you're Michal Shabbos, if you eat Shreif. Let me show you what's right and what's wrong. You can be a very fine person. I'd hate to see you squander your fine personness because you're eating Shreif. That would be such a pity. Because Hashem doesn't like it when you eat Shreif. Let me teach you. But that's a whole different experience than what the Yetzer Hara told the guy to do, which was to lash into him, make him feel bad, make him feel like he's one step from Gehenna, and make him feel like he's the pits, and you're vastly superior to him, and he's lucky that you're talking to him even, really. Right? And
the Torah actually gets 2-for-1 at that point, because you probably turned off the person.
Right.
And that, as well,
ironically, your muscle's not going to help.
Right.
But he's convincing you to do it that way. V'shem ha-matzpono, maybe his kishkas are told me many lifnei Hashem, v'afshe negleu ra. Negleu is right. You know, he's doing what he's doing. We're not covering up. You can't, right? You shouldn't make the mistake of going. The Lord just makes no bones about it. He says Neglehu Ra. His outward is bad, no question about it. But you know something? Sheme Evil Lakach Iyadioso is Chavosov Lashem. Maybe no one ever taught him right from wrong. So in the eyes of Hashem, he's an onus. He doesn't know. He never learned. He never went to yeshiva when they threw him out, and he never learned. Maybe I'm much worse in the eyes of Hashem, because I know a lot, and I'm not doing as much as I know. So on Hashem's scale of values, again, Hashem judges if you're doing as much as you know. If you don't know, you can't do. So maybe this guy, the 2 mitzvahs a day that he does by accident, but he doesn't know any better. So he's not going to get punished. This is all you, but me, I know so much. I'm not doing nearly as much as I know. Sheme Avi Likach Iyidioso Es Chovosov L'Hashem. He doesn't know. V'yeshlo Hisnatzlus, he has a much better excuse, more than me. Machmas Yisoron Chachmas Yal Chachmaso. Gufa, because I'm so smart and I know so much and I'm so well learned, so that makes me worse than him. Dein Hashem Doresh Min Adam. Hashem only asks of you, demands of you even, what you know. V'nimsa, I better keep my mouth shut, even though, again, you're not supposed to keep your mouth shut. It's a question of attitude. V'nimsa shani roi l'gnus, maybe I should be yelling at myself. I'm much more worthy of condemnation. Yosem imenu, more than him. Machmas imilu chayvasi, I'm not fulfilling my obligation, my avodas Hashem, because I know so much, and I'm not keeping it. He knows nothing, and he wakes up and he says, thanks Hashem for the breakfast. That's like, whoa. Ki im milui chayvosoi, that he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, hu machmas iyidiyosu bekach. He doesn't know. Parei hu mamres pi Hashem, mitoch iyadiyah v'shovaga. At least he's a shogeg. I'm worse than him. I better fall down at his feet and ask him to be moichel me. I'm much worse than him. I'm mamres pi Hashem, knowing what my obligations are, and I don't do them. V'shem o migrato galuya, maybe his degradation, his evil, his not being good, is out in the open, because people look at him, they see spiked hair, they see Chil Shabbos, see he's hanging around girls, so they say, ugh. But maybe mitzpono, maybe his milas are in the inside. And I'm a big faker, tell the Yetzirah, because outward I look very from, but I'm not living up to what I'm mechuyev to do, because I know so much. But everybody looks at me like a tzaddik, and really, this guy is a Rasha on the outside. He might be a tzaddik on the inside. And I'm a tzaddik on the outside. I might be a Rasha on the inside. I might be much worse off than this guy is. That's what you should tell yourself. Vareu roi lefnei Hashem l'rachmin v'l'slicha yosem imeni uzuchus achas shalo. This guy is maybe going to make a bracha. I don't know. He's going to say thank you Hashem when he eats an apple, and that's like a million times more valuable in the eyes of Hashem than when I when I say a bracha, which is by rote, maybe because I have to say a bracha, I'm very learned. I learned Nefesh HaChayim, so when I say Baruch, right, I have to think about the whole Nefesh HaChayim, what the word Baruch means. And when I say Atah, I should tremble. talking to Hashem, you, Hashem, I know what the word means, Haya Ho, Haya Ho Veviyya, I don't call, do I have the right kavanah when I say Hashem's name? I'm a mess. And this guy, he doesn't know anything. See, he says, thanks. Maybe he believes in Hashem, and he says, a thank you. And like, whoa, this guy's like, and Hashem's up there, and Hashem is much more pleased with him than he is with me. I better keep my mouth shut. So again, it doesn't mean keep your mouth shut that, keep your mouth shut and don't, of course, you have to, but the whole attitude of the Yetzer Hara, that you're superior to this guy, and you should look down on him, and lash out, and make him feel embarrassed, and that's, like you said, two for one. Instead, so what do you do? We didn't even finish yet. We'll finish tomorrow. Maybe we won't learn tomorrow. I'm thinking, I'm probably going to take a day off and hope to hope to recover. Maybe, it's Hashem. But he's not even going to end up saying what to do. What to do is to teach. So your attitude is only, okay, so if I know stuff that he doesn't know, so I'm going to teach him. That you can do. But I'm not teaching a no good for nothing, low life piece of garbage.
Teach, but don't condemn.
Yeah, condemn what he's doing. But you can't condemn him, because maybe you should end up condemning yourself, he says. Could be you're much worse off than this guy. Very 21st century.
When was this? 500 years ago?
What?
How long ago was
it? Chavos HaLavos, over 1,000 years.
He was
in the 1000s.
Oh, wow.
Almost 1,000 years. We're in 2012. He was like in the middle of the 1000s. 100 years before Rashi.
What?
Please, let's get together tomorrow morning. I can't, I'm wiped out.
First thing in the morning.
What?
First thing in the morning.
But then what happens with the day?
I'll tell you what happens. I don't have a license.
It's okay, but so when, can we make up a time now, a definitive time? Tomorrow I'm leaving at 1:30, I'm going to Yerushalayim.
12 o'clock.
But I'm leaving at 1:30. No, I give the shiur to the ladies tomorrow. 12:15.
I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow morning at 8:30.
And when are you coming back here?
Around 10:30, 11.
No. No good.
What time? Just a second. What time are you going back?
Yerushalayim, 1 o'clock.